here from the East Coast Survival Network Podcast. And I want to start out by saying thank you, everybody, for following me on Instagram at East Coast Survival Network. You guys have been absolutely phenomenal lately and been following me. And I know you guys have been sending people my profile and they've been following me, because there's no way that I just got a group of random people following me. At that one point, it was like one day I woke up and I had like 24 followers. I was like, what is going on? And then I look at this, the analytics just now, before this, and it was like the analytics were skyrocketed. I saw a bunch of you guys ended up favoring my podcast, which I am so grateful for. And I just want you guys to understand that, you know, I've always tried to do something. I've tried, you know, the whole YouTube thing, and I tried Instagram and everything, and I just can't get through to people. So just to see that you guys are following me and favoring this podcast, it really does mean a lot. And just so you guys know, I do get a small percentage of money, but to be honest with you, since day one, it's only reached $3 US dollars, okay? So I'm not making a lot of money off of this. This isn't my source of income. I would like to have this, you know, possibly be a source of income for some pocket change, but I've only have like almost 600 people that listen to my episodes. So episodes listened 600 times. So that's not a lot, but personally to me it is. It is a lot, because that means that people press play on my podcast, and it's great. All right, I'm done ranting and raving. If you don't follow the Instagram, please do. I would like to do live streams. I did a live stream on there and I posted it up there. I forgot what I spoke about, but I enjoyed that. I had somebody that was on there actually asking me questions and stuff like that. So I want to do that a lot more. Anyway, for this episode, I want to just briefly speak about my outdoor garden this year. It's going to be a small outdoor garden. I think I do want to expand it a little bit, but I might make a like a rolling garden out of wood post and wheels, and so I can move it around, follow the sun a little bit, so my dog doesn't, you know, ravish through it like he kind of did last year. He loves that soft soil. He could just dig and hide his bones and stuff, so I gotta keep him away from that this year, as well as, you know, watering. You know, I hate dragging the hose across the yard and watering over there. But yeah, I definitely want to try my basic herbs and everything. The basil, I have the annual mint that grows there. I'm going to stay away from the bush beans this year, the Blue Lake bush beans. Those are just a little bit, they overgrew. And they were grabbing onto things. I didn't comprehend that they grow like vines. And they basically were strangling my tomato plants and everything. So I'm going to be doing, you know, the baby tomatoes, the beefsteak tomatoes, the basic basil, sweet basil, and I'm going to try dill cilantro this year. And I'm probably going to try cucumber again. I failed at the straight A cucumbers last year. I did get one, but it wasn't good. It was all mushy. So I got to look into this, and I'll let you guys know what I'm going to end up doing for like my final thing now that it's almost spring. And I'm also going to try to redeem myself with the microgreens. I do have half a bag of the radish microgreens, so I'm going to be trying those in soil this time that I'm getting from Lowe's, well, that I got from Lowe's. It's about $5 for a big bag of soil, which is great. I can't complain. And I have half a bag left, so I'm going to give that a shot. But feel free to follow the Instagram, because I do plan on going live. And I do see that you guys recognize that I do say follow the Instagram, because you guys follow them. So I appreciate that, guys. I really hope that everybody is safe during this whole pandemic thing still, even though it's a year later. Hopefully, if you have the opportunity to get the vaccine, by all means, I do recommend getting the vaccine. I got the vaccine because I work in the fire EMS field, so I did have the opportunity to get it. I got it, and I didn't really get any bad side effects besides the day after the shot. My arm was like on fire and killing me. If you don't get it, then you don't get it. It's whatever, but I hope everybody is staying safe out there. All right, survivors. I'll talk to you guys soon.